MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 30, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Governor signs the budget. New area police officers. Crash in Gloucester knocks out power. Mix of clouds and sun today. Mid-80s for high temperatures and high tide. Gloucester Harbor, 7:50 p.m. Back in 26 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Monday, Governor Maura Healey signed the fiscal year 2025 state budget, a $57.78 billion plan that builds on the many strengths of the Massachusetts economy and addresses some of the state's biggest challenges. This is Governor Healey.
Massachusetts Today, we are firing on all cylinders. This year, we've been ranked number one for innovation, number one for education. We've been ranked the best place in the country to raise a family, and the best business environment, according to U.S. News and World Report. I think that's pretty great. But at the same time, we know that the competition is fierce, and our residents face challenges. So we are not resting, and we're not taking our foot off the gas. We're going on offense with this budget and so much more. We're delivering on collective priorities and driving our state forward with urgency and purpose. Now, the budget today represents a whole lot of things. One thing it represents is investments on things that we're already leading on and making them even better. This includes our number one ranked schools and our nation-leading child care policy. We're also tackling our biggest challenges by lowering household costs and improving transportation. We're doing this all responsibly, fiscally responsibly, staying within our means, and in line with the rate of inflation. We've worked hard to make sure that every taxpayer dollar is focused on making life better for all who live and work in our state.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey. Adam Levine is writing on itemlive.com, 74 police officers from 35 departments across the Commonwealth graduated as members of the 5th Recruit Officer Course from the Linfield Municipal Police Training Committee Police Academy at the J. Everett Collins Center on Monday in Andover. Among the 35 departments, the Lynn, Peabody, Saugus, and Swampscott Police Departments graduated 6, 5, 2, and 3 officers, respectively. The Lynn Police Department graduated Anthony DeLeon, Genesis Encarnacion, LaShonda Hogan, Rosalie Ovalis, Marcus Tucker, and Raphael Velez Tucker. Gloucester Times is reporting that more than 2,400 customers of National Grid in Gloucester and Rockport lost power for several hours on Monday afternoon. The outage started at 1:40 p.m. when a National Grid spokesman said a pole was snapped in a car crash on Mount Vernon Street, an area power lines had to be de-energized for public safety. National Grid assigned a crew and estimated power would be restored by 4 p.m., but at that time, 1,746 customers were still without electricity, and the utility had moved the repair time to 7:15 p.m. The blackout prompted Gloucester to close its City Hall Annex offices on Pond Street and affected the lights at the end of the Route 128 extension and Eastern Avenue. The city, of course, urged drivers traveling through the intersection to use extra caution. Stephen Hagen's writing in the Gloucester Times, in Manchester by the Sea, no one was hurt as several neighbors were evacuated for a time Friday after construction workers struck an underground gas line on Pine Street. Workers struck the gas line with an excavator, according to Fire Chief James McNeely. The incident was reported at 2:23 p.m. when North Shore Regional 911 Center alerted Manchester by the Sea fire officials. Police said officers and fire crews evacuated the area as a caution. Residents from 6 houses in the area were evacuated, and according to McNeely, the gas line was stabilized in just over an hour. This story has to mean something to somebody. Michael McHugh is writing in the Daily News of Newburyport in Ipswich, An endangered species of turtle was caught and released back into the Ipswich River last week after being spotted sitting on the rocks directly below the Ipswich Mills Dam. Ipswich River Watershed Association staff, Ipswich River Watershed Association staff and Mass Wildlife investigated the reported sighting to discover a male northern red-bellied cooter. The seemingly lonesome turtle was then brought into Mass Wildlife for further assessment and to be microchipped with a VHF radio transmitter so its movements can be monitored over the remainder of the summer. And Yankee homecoming continues in Newburyport. Mayor Sean Ridden highlights many of the events, including Brewfest, Old Fashioned Sunday, the Waterfront Concert Series, Waiter-Waitress Race, Lions Club Road Race, Lions Club Bed Race, Fireworks, and Parade.
Tuesday, beware. We have the 10-miler and the 5K. Thank you, Lions Club and Institution for Savings. That's always a great event. Wednesday, you have Kids Day in the Park at Atkinson. Thursday, we have the bed race on Federal Street. Maybe the best night of the whole week is Thursday because of the bed race and then the music downtown afterwards. We have the fireworks on Saturday, and we have the parade on Sunday, which is one of my favorite things as well. So for a kid that grew up here and got to go through all of these Yankee homecomings, it's like so many things change in our city sometimes, but Yankee homecoming, for me, has been one of those constants. So it's just a lot of fun, and it's family fun for everybody all week long. And it's a 100% volunteer organization. So they do this every year. And they really, they're just trying to put on a good show for the city of Newburyport and for the residents here. And it brings in people from all over.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Red Sox 14, Mariners 7 last night. Series resumes tonight at Fenway. No big trade deadline acquisitions. Yet. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.